the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, your host, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight central. Usually we come to you in a lot better health, and by we, I mean me. Yeah, yours true is fading, but I think I got an hour left in me. Thanks to Steve for 2 hours that has my head spinning. And I'll tell you what I was thinking of a lot of times when Steve was talking there in the first 2 hours, especially when he was talking about demonic spirits. They exist. It's in the Bible. But when we look at that subject, the closer we get to the end, the more likely we are to see this. And I think this is what we're seeing. But the images that conjured up, do you remember the scenes in Ghostbusters? That movie, Bill Murray movie, Dan Aykroyd from 30 years ago, that classic fun movie? That's what I kept envisioning when Steve was talking about some of these images. But our thanks to Steve. And again, the ordering information for his book is both on my website and Steve's website at stevequayle.com. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com. And don't forget, let me cut to the chase here because we got a lot to get through. I want to get to Katie. But first, as I mentioned last hour, we've got a new sponsor. And he's not new to me, and he's not actually new to the Common Sense Show, is Bob Griswold advertises ready-made resources on the Common Sense Show. Bright green ad, lots of good stuff, very entertaining site to visit. And he's now joined our radio family, and he's made available to us Mountain House Foods. And Mountain House Foods is really considered to be the best in the industry. It's tasty, and there's a large variety to choose from. And for every $100 that you buy, Bob will send you 15 pre-1964 silver dimes. So it's a good investment. I mean, you're not going to pay full boat because you're getting some of that money back from a good, solid investment. So you can mix or match six cans to a case, and you'll get free shipping. What a deal, free shipping. And as I mentioned last hour, times are tough, and you're going to need to have a food supply. But you're also going to need to have a way to protect it. And one of the ways to protect it is not just to have guns and ammo. Yes, that's a necessary requirement, but you're going to need to have tactical night vision. And I think nothing gives anyone an advantage at night than night vision, and nothing is better than the PVS 14+. Third generation auto-gated unit. It's the very best in the world. Night vision lets you turn the predator into the prey. Truly, one of these items is something that no prepper, actually no one who wants to survive what's coming, you should not be without this. Bob is offering a one-week return policy if not satisfied, and a free box of infrared chemical lights with purchase and free shipping. Now get your pencils ready, because this is how you're going to get to take advantage of these great opportunities being offered at a reduced price. Ready-made resources can be reached at 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. And you can visit the website to view the products at readymaderesources.com. And Ready-Made Resources has been in business in a physical location in Tennessee for 19 years. So Bob's got the reputation and longstanding history to back up what he offers. His reputation in the prepper industry is really second to none. Anyway, we're pleased, as we said last week, to start our new health segment with Katie Whalen. And Katie, I understand that after some deliberation, you've come up with a name for the health segment. Welcome to the show, and what's that name?
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Annie. Good evening, and I'm sorry you're not feeling good, Dave. I'm going to have to send you some oils this week. I came up with, imagine that, the Common Sense Health Corner with Katie.
I love it.
That's my name. Yeah, yeah, because it makes sense. I mean, this is all common sense. It's natural, and it should be common sense, and my job is to help make it common sense to the listening audience. So that's my new name. So
that's terrific.
Let's
give the listening audience some common sense health tips, because with the coming age and the difficult times that lie ahead, taking care of our health is something that we often forget to do. Katie, we get the food, we get the water, we get the guns, the ammo, the night vision, goggles, and all that good stuff. But taking care of health is something we often neglect.
You're absolutely right. That's part of it is why I call it the home medicine cabinet. Is and getting yourself healthy before this happens. So each week I'm going to cover different things, and this week I was really drawn to the study of cannabis. So I'm going to jump in, and I know you're not feeling well, Dave, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to rattle on with a lot of the research that I found. But the main thing that I want to do is I want to encourage people, listen carefully. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil, I'll give you my blog, which I've posted a lot of the links that I researched from. But this is great information, and it's on the cannabis. And it's so confusing because marijuana has been so maligned over the years, but I want to break it down real simple. And I know I don't have a lot of time, but it's such great information. So, my expertise is essential oils, obviously, and those are naturally occurring compounds found in plants and tree bark, and they protect, you kind of went into that with the ad, they protect the plant. Well, they protect us the same way. And so medicinal plants and their compounds are one of the greatest sources of healing on the planet. Annie, you had a scripture for that, didn't you?
Yes, I have. And and it's from the King James Version. And it's, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat."
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I believe that these plants, these herbs, all these natural products, these natural medicines, were here for us. They work synergistically with our system. And the more I studied cannabis, the more excited I got. The problem with all of this was, cannabis has been around for, 5,000 years? Marijuana was in the U.S. pharmacopoeia until 1942 when the federal regulations made it an illegal substance. So that's how long this battle has been raging. But also corporate profits have superseded the whole idea of healing. And the people seem to be a captured operation to the mainstream medical industry, but thank goodness it's now coming back out. So just to break it down a little bit, there's hemp and marijuana, and they're different plants, but they're all in the cannabis plant species. And what's interesting about it, there's hundreds of compounds in the cannabis plant or the hemp plant. 66 are classified as cannabinoids, so remember that. And the most well-known cannabinoid we've all heard about is THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. That's the one that has the proactive or psychoactive effect, or the high effect. There's a sub, I know this is getting complicated, I'm trying to make it simple, but there's a sub-cannabinoid called CBD, okay, and it's called CBD. So you have THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient. And then you have CBD, which is not psychoactive. It's a cannabidiol. So there's a lot of medicines that are coming out of this the CBD, and it's an amazing product. It's cannabinol has the highest anti-inflammatory property found in nature. It's CBD. Interacts with structures in brain cells known as receptors and acts as a neuroprotectant and anti-inflammatory. they're finding that this cannabinol, it decreases seizures. They found CBD actually repairs brain function, motor, social development skills. They're doing research right now, and they believe that it can help with PTSD, migraines, depression, arthritis, COPD, autoimmune disease, which is a show in itself. And some studies are now finding that they're hoping, and it's showing very promising, that it can stop the progression of Parkinson's, ALS, Alzheimer's, MS, diabetes. I mean, it's really a pretty amazing substance. So there's links to everything that I've researched. If people want to go to my blog, they can pull up the videos and some of the research that that I found doing this. So if they're missing anything in the show, if they go to the Essential Oil Well blogspot, I'm sorry, the essentialoilwell.blogspot.com, they can find at the top there, it says sources for the Common Sense Show. All the links that I'm pulling all this up. But the interesting thing is marijuana has always been maligned in the culture. And that's pretty much for a reason. I mean, was it 1949? The U.S. knew that marijuana was a cure for epilepsy. So, and another interesting fact I found is hemp and marijuana, they're from the same family of plants, but they're completely different, and I explained why. One is high in THC, one is low in THC. And the hemp plant is the low in THC. That's the more medicinal. Well, the they're from the same plant, but completely different. The DEA refuses to recognize the distinction between hemp and marijuana, so hemp is still considered a drug and an illegal substance in the U.S., which is a shame because they're not doing any studies. From my research, they're not doing any studies in the U.S. They are doing studies on this in Great Britain, in Spain, in Italy, in Israel, and they're having tremendous results with all this. So we need to really up our game a little bit here. But the good news is that our Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, has kind of given a thumbs up to the whole medical marijuana and CBD. So... But a real interesting story here. Are we almost headed for the break?
No, we're good. We're going to the bottom of the hour.
Oh, good. Okay. It's on my website, but I watched a gentleman by the name of Joshua Stanley, and he's the one that's pushing this forward. He's the one that helped get it legal in Colorado, I think in Washington. He has a Facebook page called Strain of Hope. And he and his brothers developed a THC-free strain, or a plant of this, they call it tetrahydrocannabinol. And it's free of the THC, and it's completely medicinal. It has no psychoactive properties in it. And I don't know if your listeners followed the Charlotte Figgy story, a little five-year-old girl. She's having 400 grand mal seizures a week. A week. And she was on medications, 7 different meds. They were told she was going to die because she was in a seizure state pretty much constantly. She couldn't eat. And she, her mother, Paige, tracked down Joshua, and they got Charlotte on the CBD treatment. She's down to 0 to 1 seizure a week, which is astonishing.
Katie, I have a question about the use of the THC. To use it for seizures, and I can see why it would work on Parkinson's, because THC does affect dopamine, and Parkinson's results from a lack of dopamine transmission. But what form does it come in? Do they turn it into a pill? Do people smoke it? I mean, how do they use it?
Well, it's not actually the THC. The THC is the psychoactive element that's not in this cannabinoid. It's the CBD compound that is in, which is the non-psychoactive. that's having the most profound effect on the central nervous system. And interesting enough, the human body has cannabinoid receptors. And so when we take this in, the body readily accepts it and actually uses it. Funny how God did that, isn't it, Annie? So we were designed, we were actually designed to take in these compounds and utilize them. So it's the CBD that's having an effect on the on these kids. There's a website that I linked on my site about pediatric epilepsy and the amazing how families are just moving to Colorado who have children who are having terrible seizures, and they're having amazing results with this. This Josh Stanley. On my blog, there's the it says TED Talks. He came to Boulder and he did a TED Talks on it, and that's really interesting. 18 minutes, but he talks about a Sukai Jackson who is having 200 seizures a day. It was called Doza syndrome. Can you imagine? He's 10 years old. He's now been after taking the CBD oil, the hemp oil. He's now 1 year seizure free. And his mom, in the video, she's in tears because she said, for 10 years, I didn't know my child. He was constantly in a seizure state. She said, I got to know my son after 10 years. So this, they're having some pretty amazing results with all this. And the thing is, it's been stigmatized and maligned for so long. And it's a very complicated subject because you have the hemp and you have the marijuana, and you have the THC and you have the CBD. And breaking it all down, I would encourage your listeners to do your own investigation. Start with the links that I gave you. And that's my whole point is if you have COPD, lung cancer, prostate cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, the CBD and even the THC is having amazing, it has amazing anti-cancer properties on all these. Lung, prostate, brain. If you go to a search engine and you type in cancer, cannabis, and natural news, that's Mike Adams' site, you will see many, many articles about the work he's doing and printing up these articles on really positive news on CBD and these cancers. Also with any of your autoimmune diseases, which is anything from what eczema, arthritis, fibromyalgia, Meniere's disease, thyroidism. These are autoimmune disease is a disease where the immune system actually attacks the body. It attacks itself. And from some of the natural physicians I've talked to, it's a brain. It starts in the brain. And so CBD being one of the greatest anti-inflammatory properties that you can find. It's also a like I said before, it's a neuroprotectant and anti-inflammatory. It's having tremendous results there, too. So I'm totally impressed with this, and I would encourage the people listening who have some of these issues and more to start looking, go on the Blogspot, click on all those links. That'll get you started on your journey. Find a natural physician. I know there's also a website where you can get the oil. And, it's a site that I found. I haven't purchased the oil from there, but it looked good. But if you find another site that has a high quality that says it's available in all 50 states, so I'm assuming it doesn't have the THC in it.
Let me ask you, is it to take what you're saying people should take, is it legal in its present form?
If it has...
Let me preface it, too. Bad question the way I phrased it.
Okay.
Like we should care if it's legal, but people are going to ask me that question by email, and I want to have an answer prepared.
Right.
So do you, in your opinion, if people do what you're suggesting they do, could they have a problem with a federal agency?
And I was going to bring that up. Thank you. I'm not suggesting people go out and illegally buy pot and start smoking it for the effects because they have fibromyalgia. I'm not saying that at all. That's actually not a good idea. Work with a physician. You can. There are some states other than Colorado and Washington where you can get medical marijuana. But generally Washington and Colorado are the only ones, and that's why everyone's flocking here for it. And that's what this Josh Stanley is trying to do in Washington, is saying, hey, let's open this up. Let's research it. Let's help these kids. It's in terms of getting the oil. There's one site where it says you can buy this oil in all 50 states. It's called Hemp Life Today. And it says right on the site, it's available in all 50 states. So I don't know this, but I'm assuming it's the CBD minus the THC. And does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It carries the same nebulous legal weight as the medical marijuana dispensaries. I mean, they could be shut down never or tomorrow morning. You just never know. And we know, too, that a lot of these federal agencies are in the business of protecting the drug trafficking habits of one agency that we call the CIA. Not what we're going to talk about now, but that's what motivates this erratic kind of drug enforcement. But let me just ask you this. Let's say that, God forbid, but I developed Parkinson's and I wanted to take this product. What would it look like? Would it be an oil that I would rub on? Would it be a pill I would mm-hmm. consume? What would that look like, Katie?
It's a thick oil, and you only need a tiny, tiny drop. I mean, maybe a quarter of your fingernail daily. There's different dosages for different, and you can find that information if you start digging. But it's just it's a thick oil, and you put it in your mouth. You can do it orally. You can do it topically. And that's how that works. And
okay.
Sometimes just once a day. For cancer, I mean, there's a video called, I don't know if you've ever heard of, what is the name? Rick. It's right on my, Rick Simpson. He's from Nova Scotia. Back in the early 2008 or 2009, he was producing his own oil, and he was having tremendous
Katie,
effects.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to finish this next week. I apologize. We are out of time. Great job. We've got to step aside. We'll be back with Annie in the news.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying with us through the break. Just let me tell you very quickly about next week's show. We're going to have Doug Hagman on in the first hour, and second hour we're going to have Paul Martin, and third hour we're going to do what we're doing tonight. And you know, just giving this a thought for a second, first of all, I apologize to the listening audience here. Yes, I'm the first to admit I am off my game tonight. You know, I asked God on Friday, give me the strength to do my show. I'm having Steve on. Katie's kicking off this health information show. Annie's got her news. I got to come and do this. Well, God answered my prayer, but not one inch more. Okay, I'll let you do the show. It's what you asked for. You didn't say how good you wanted to be. Anyway, so we really feel that we're kind of hitting our stride here at the Common Sense Show, because if you look at the guests that we've put together here recently with John B. Wells, Steve Quayle, now next week Doug Hagman, Paul Martin, just filled with great information. Of course, Josh Coy with his show, they got 34,000 hits in 6 days on the archives. We really feel we're hitting our stride, but we want you to know, and I'm speaking to the people in the listening audience, just how much we truly appreciate all of you. We really do our best in trying to bring you the latest in news and information so you can make the best decisions possible for your families in these troubled times ahead. And you notice I'm using that phrase more and more because I certainly believe it to be true. Anyway, we ran into the break and it snuck up on me at the end of Katie's segment. And I wanted Katie, as I do all of our guests that appear here on the Common Sense Show, to be able to give out some way to follow their good work. So Katie agreed to stay with us over the break and provide that information. Katie?
Thanks, Dave. If people want to contact me so I can help send them to different places or talk to them about where they would like to go with all this, they can contact me or they 720-630-3111. My website is familyessentialshop.com, and the blog where you're going to get all the research information and the links that I pulled my info from is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. So.
Okay. Very good. And we link into that too, Katie, up on the About file, where people can go see your picture, Annie's picture, read a little bit of biographical information. So that's there as well, too. Katie, thanks so much for joining us, and we're so glad to have you on our team.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you, Dave and Annie.
Oh, you bet. Okay. Thank you, Katie.
Well, not to miss a beat, Annie DiRiso is up next, our news director, with the latest in the under-radar news that you will not see in the mainstream media. Annie?
Well, I have a quote to start out with tonight. It's from Henry A. Wallace. Now, he was the 33rd president or vice president under Franklin D. Roosevelt. He didn't have a very good record, but anyway. But he said, with a fascist, the problem is never how to best present the truth to the public, but how to best use the news to deceive the public into giving the fascist and his group more money and more power. And that really fits in well, I think, with having Steve on tonight. And then, will we ever have forced vaccinations at the airport? Well, in Ecuador, a lady was told that she couldn't fly because she needed a yellow fever shot, and that takes 5 days to get. The requirement for yellow fever, I mean, the vaccination, it's been on the books for a long time, but looks like they're beginning to enforce it in other countries. And you can think this doesn't apply to us here in the U.S., but this is how it starts. They sneak in and they do an end run on us and work their way through all the first world countries. And no vaccination, no chip, you don't get to return home. And talking about chips, TSA says they're going to require a real ID with background checks for domestic flights next year, 2016. And just like in grammar school, you'll be given stars or other markings. You know, they're going to indicate if you've been a good little boy or girl, your real ID will have the biometric markers for their enhanced security. If you don't want to get a real ID, then pretty soon you may not be able to fly or even drive a car. The TSA is already in our railways, our bus stations, our sports arenas, yet illegals walk across the border with no ID and receive our handouts. And we thought this would never happen.
Yeah, Annie, let's go back to what you said with the forced vaccinations in Ecuador. I hadn't even considered this, but what a brilliant plot. You know, don't try to ram something down the throat of Americans here in America. Get American travelers that are going to a popular American destination spot like Ecuador, and once you got them in the country, say, oh, yeah, you don't have this vaccination? Sorry, you're not getting on this plane. How far is it to America? And Annie, you're right. That's how they're going to bring in some people into the microchip as well, too. So I think that is brilliant. And I know your source for that was Steve Quayle's site.
Yes, that was one of his Q alerts. And what, yes, I was thinking about this, though, Dave, is, okay, say we want to fly to Germany, but Germany says, oh, well, you can't come in here unless you have a flu shot. See, they could put anything on that, or a hep shot, or any of the shots.
I should probably talk about my trip to the doctor. And I went to urgent care. And I got to tell you, I was treated very professionally. I had absolutely no issue with the professionalism of the staff. They were courteous and kind and concerned. And the doctor came in, and he looked like everyone's favorite grandfather. Was very, very well-spoken, very, very concerned about my condition because my temperature had really spiked. And he says, well, I'm sure you're a young man who has the wisdom to get a flu shot. And I said, well, sir, sometimes you have to check your wisdom at the door and use your common sense. And he said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, how do you know when you're a flu researcher what the strain next year is going to be and you're making that strain this year? And he looks at me and his eyebrows went straight up like he'd never been asked that question before. And he said, well, you have an interesting point. He said, we usually get it right about 60% of the time. I think that number is probably a little on the high side, But it was interesting to see his reaction to that. Flu shots never made any sense to me whatsoever. Annie, back to you.
Okay. Well, now, some of you may have heard this story, but this story really got my dander up. I mean, since when do teenagers have to have a permit to shovel their neighbor's snow? I mean, instilling a good work ethic in teenagers, it's long been an American ideal until lately. And in Bound Brook, New Jersey, a neighbor reported two suspicious men walking around their neighborhood. They were handing out flyers, letting neighbors know that they would shovel their snow. And so you can guess what happened next. The cops got involved. The two 18-year-olds were sent home. At least they didn't get slammed to the ground or tasered. They were sent home in this land of the free for not having a permit to shovel snow. The permit cost $450, and it lasts for 180 days. I mean, add this to the list of the kids who can't sell lemonade or home-baked cookies, and you can't use cash in Louisiana for a garage sale because Uncle Sam wants his cut.
Yeah, I've got a reaction. I got a reaction to that, Annie.
I bet you do.
First of all, in most communities, you know, I grew up in one, up in the Denver area, you know, where Katie is located. I grew up in the Denver area, and all the communities up there in Denver have a regulation, and that regulation is something like this. You've got about 24 hours to keep your sidewalks and driveway clean of snow, or they can come by and fine you. And particularly if someone's walking on the sidewalk in front of your property and slips and falls because you've not shoveled your snow, you could be not just civilly responsible, but criminally negligent. And that's been a law since I've been a little kid. And so here we're looking, I don't know what community this is in. In New Jersey. So they get a fair amount of snow. It's a cold weather state. And they're charging people to shovel snow where it's the law to shovel snow? Wait a minute, is that 1984? You have to shovel your snow, but we're going to charge you to shovel your snow.
This one. In Philadelphia, if you want to start a blog in Philadelphia, you'll need to have a license from the city for it. I mean, 30% of the occupations now require a license when it was just 5% in 1950. The Brookings Institute did a study, and they say that there's very little evidence that occupational licensing has improved the quality of services. We know that's true. And a common thing for politicians has always been, oh, we're going to help the poor. I think we've heard that a few times in the last 6 years. Yeah, right. It looks good on paper, and it sounds promising coming from a politician's mouth. However, research has found that occupational licensing to be detrimental, especially for the poor. I mean, economic models show these laws can lead to 2.85 million fewer jobs, with an annual cost to consumers of $203 billion because the costs are passed on to us. I mean, any way the government can take the money out of your pocket and put it into theirs, they will. And that's why our land taxes here in Sumner County, Tennessee, where I live, were just raised from 2.5% to 24%.
Oh, whoa. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to go back to something. Forget about licensing occupations and so forth. You said something here in the beginning that I think is the biggest story. In all the facts you have here, Annie, you want to start a blog in Philadelphia, well, you need a license from the city. So is the city of Philadelphia saying they own the internet? Am I to understand this correctly?
Hadn't thought about it that way.
I mean, they have no right to regulate who uses the internet. The internet is not a municipal proprietary organization. Now, a city service, I suppose they could contract with a public-private partnership and offer Wi-Fi for every home, but that still doesn't mean that the city owns the internet. So if you want to start a blog in Philadelphia, first of all, I don't know how in the world they would even know you're from Philadelphia unless you advertised on your website. Of course, I guess if they wanted to go to the trouble of tracing your IP address, they could figure that out pretty quickly. There's all kinds of on the websites that'll do that for you. But this is really troubling, and I am suspicious here. I'm very suspicious here, Annie, because
follow
we know
the
right now, the FCC has been meeting now over the last year, and they've tried net neutrality, and net neutrality is good on one day, and net neutrality is bad on the next day, because they keep changing the definition of what net neutrality is. So net neutrality on one day is if I say something about John McCain, it's bad, which is very easy to do. I then have to offer within the same show the opportunity for pro-McCain forces to counter the allegation. And if that doesn't happen, I can't make that claim that John McCain is a bad guy. And if I can't find anyone, if the whole country thought John McCain was a bad guy, that wouldn't matter because I'd still have to produce the other side. So that's net neutrality on Monday. On Tuesday, it's the internet will be free and open and never be tampered with or censored for content. Everyone shall have access to it. The corporations shall never own it. They will not offer differential speeds based on payment, blah, 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 blah. All the internet legislation we've seen since 2008, courtesy of bad guys like John McCain. So when you look at this, Annie, want to start a blog in Philadelphia? So Philadelphia is saying that they own the internet. See, the FCC has reached a real hailstorm of protests. And even Congress isn't going along with what a lot of they're saying because the FCC is trying to invent their own laws. They go along. And a lot of congressmen are saying, whoa, 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 hold on here. We're not so fast, FCC. Don't, excuse me. Don't forget, we can pass legislation against you and we can stop this in its tracks. So I found that to really be an interesting application. And I'll tell you what I suspect. This is me putting on my conspiratorial tinfoil hat. Someone's put Philadelphia up to this. Someone who wants to control the internet and wants to limit people like ourselves. Now, I suppose Philadelphia could be just making this for a money grab business, but I don't think so. I can't believe anyone in Philadelphia is that stupid to think that that city in any way, shape, or form could ever own the internet. So that's the first aspect, Annie, that I find that's interesting. And along the lines of what you were saying, I was talking to someone the other day about fishing at a lake. And guy had his fishing pole, and we were at the lake. And I asked him the question, well, did he catch any fish? He goes, unfortunately, today we didn't catch any. And he says, that was fun, though, except for the license fee we had to pay. And I looked at the guy, and I said, why do you have to pay a fee to go fish? He said, did you have to study for an exam? Did you have to show proficiency that you have to put the bait on? And he knew I was being sarcastic. And he thought for a second, he goes, you know, it's just the man trying to get the cut. So there's that aspect too. Now, Andy, the third thing I want to ask you in these stories, you got to stop making them so multidimensional here. And this is almost a whole segment itself. In Sumner County, Tennessee, where your rates have been raised from 2.5% to 24%. Pretty interesting. What I don't get here, Annie, these land taxes, where the hell are your citizens there? I mean, I don't get how anyone could just sit back and take this kind of monumental increase lying down.
Well, they put a couple of ads in the paper, they said, but apparently nobody hardly saw them. And, you know, who looks at those little bitty announcement things that are in the paper anyway? I mean, you have to scour the paper with a fine-tooth comb. And, the town just went nuts. I mean, they've had meetings. They've had, you know, people protesting this and everything and wanting to further debate it. There was no public debate. They just snuck it in. And it went from 2.5 actually to, I think it's 23.7%.
Do you have I would imagine you probably have a recall provision where you can recall public officials, correct?
In two more years.
No, that's election. I'm talking about
a recall.
In most levels of government, recall says you got to get signatures of registered voters representing 5% of the people who voted in the last election. So let's say in your county, if 10,000 people voted in the last election, you'd have to get 5% of that total, which really wouldn't be too hard to do. And you go in and unseat every one of those people. Well, you'd actually put them up for election, kick them out of office after the election, and you could take this could be over in 6 months. I mean, the people in your county have the ability to do something about this, Annie, and I expect you to do your civic duty and lead the charge, Annie DeRusso.
Okay, put me on the spot, Dave. Yeah, there is quite a bit of an uproar. It's still going on, and I got a thing in the paper today where people have started an organization, you know, to let people know what is going on and that they're going to keep a closer watch on everything. And so they're trying, they're looking at what their options are.
Stop. La, 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 la. I can't handle this anymore, Annie. You don't need a study group. You don't need an organization to say, hey, we're getting screwed. Okay, raise your hand and say, we've been screwed. Now, what are we going to do about it? You need a group that's going to take action. And that means to go to your local county registrar, get the papers for recall, and get these people out. In the meantime, I'd get a little committees of correspondence together, and I'd go from house to house of these lovely politicians, and I'd put empty suitcases on their lawns because they're going to need them.
Well, they did have things printed up, and it came as a freebie in everybody's mailbox this week.
Yeah.
So they are forming an organization.
Okay. Well, Annie, if all else fails, you can always tar and feather them. Let's go to your last story.
Okay. Well, in 2009, I'm just now hearing this story. It just hit the internet this week. But in 2009, a man, Bill Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, he released a trailer for a documentary film that he was producing, exposing the corruption with child protection services all across the United States. And this film is called Innocence Destroyed. Write that down. Innocence Destroyed. And Bill Bowen, he died unexpectedly the next year in 2010, reportedly from a heart attack while he was in state custody. Now, I could not find out why he was in custody, but seems kind of fishy right off the bat. I mean, his film was unfinished, but you can get the finished segments that he did get made, and they're on YouTube. And he was a former firefighter. He was a federal investigator. And he had written a book already about the failure of New York's firefighter radios not working on 9/11. And that cost a whole lot of lives that dreadful day. A lot of firefighters, a lot of citizens, people working in there and around the area and everything, and were killed because the radios weren't working. And then when he died, he was helping people file class action lawsuits against the CPS in all 50 states. So you can see why they took him out. I mean, his stories of the multi-million dollar industry of CPS seizing children are some of the worst you'll ever hear on those YouTube clips. I mean, somebody wanted him dead and gone, and they can't have somebody righting a wrong, especially when it comes to the lucrative CPS stealing children. So look it up. It's called Innocence Destroyed, and you'll never be the same, Dave. It's an awful story.
Well, I've been too close to this as it is. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of new people listening to us since we've made our shift, and it's probably time to have Monica on, Monica Wesolowski, for an extended segment to talk about exactly how horrific things were in the very, very, very first early days of her son Dylan's abduction illegally by the Virginia CPS without cause. And just to kind of put this out as a teaser, Annie, it was so bad that this son that was raised in a Roman Catholic family was given to foster parents of two male homosexual people who proceeded to, and I've seen the photographic evidence, that Monica took to molest this kid, put him through absolute terror. He had all the behavior aberrations of a kid being abused. So, yeah, Annie, nothing shocks me because I was living these experiences through Monica. She was describing them to me on a nightly basis as we here at the Common Sense Show, with the help of our listeners and our readers, were trying to raise the funds to get Monica legal representation. Now, this did have a happy ending, as you know, Annie, because, you know, Dylan's back home with his mom. They're not totally out of the woods yet, but they're doing well. But this is the problem of our time. And I'll tell you, if you're a reporter and you want to end up like Michael Hastings or Andrew Breitbart or these four men who died in a 24-hour period this week, or being set up like Brian Williams, I believe, was set up, you want to meet your end quickly. You want to get suicided. Get into the investigation of child pedophilia rings involving high corporate and government officials, because there is no shortage. All we have to do to look at the across the pond is to see just how prevalent it is, and it goes all the way to the top. And if you think it's any different in this country, think again. And CPS is the procurement agent. We've done little segments on this show, and we're going to continue to do them to talk about how that's possible. But with regard to this Mr. Bowen, Annie, I'd say he got Nancy Schaefer. And who's Nancy Schaefer? Nancy Schaefer was a Georgia state senator who was exposing this in a very, very big way, and she got suicided. Anyway, Annie, we are out of time. I just want to take a moment and talk about next week's show again. We'll be joined in the first hour by Doug Hagman, Paul Martin with some intelligence updates. We'll be here in the second hour. Third hour, of course, will be yours truly, Annie DeRiso, and Katie Whalen with the health report. And we promise to bring you a blockbuster show, and hopefully yours truly will be back on his game once and for all. So we appreciate you joining us. We want everyone to go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.